trouble in sight. Miss Jones is starting to write to Mr. Minstrel Man on the road. He sent a letter just now, and it's the old story, how the trophy busted the treasure afloat. Please, honey, send me my fare. I'm hungry too, I declare. You know I love you, that ain't no lie. But when she thinks of that touch, twice a week is too much. So she sends him this icy reply. Why don't you write when you don't need money? All your notes sound alike so much. All of them start with I love you, honey, but they end with the same old touch. Just for a change, write a nice loving letter and cut out that please remit. Why don't you write when you don't need money, honey? That would certainly make a hit. Why all them borrowers from you would break the treasury in two? Say you are certainly a hard love scam. I get them early and late, they come from every state. Why don't you get yourself a rubber stamp, huh? One page is loving and sweet, but on the back of the sheet, why there's the usual tale of woe. And that old P.S. please send, hon, has come to an end. I got the writer's cramp sending your door. Don't. There's the mailman again. I thought so. Another letter from Jim asking for more money. Just listen to this. Dear friend wife, please send me 50 at once. Your darling Jim. Well, Jimmy dear, if you get home, you're gonna walk, that's all. Why don't you write when you don't need money? All your notes sound alike so much. All of them start with I love you, honey, and they end with the same old touch. Just for a change, write a nice loving letter and cut out that please remit. Why don't you write when you don't need money, honey? That would certainly make a hit.